Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast, and this one we are calling the Miracle Podcast because we lied to you, we said it wasn't going to happen, but it did, thank goodness, or I'm sorry, either way, really, welcome back to the show. My name is Zoinks, your host as always, joined by, and in no particular order, Bridget. What's going on, Bridget?
Ooh, I'm good. Solo co-host, finally again.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no Doofsnax on tonight's show, but that's all right. Bridget, you and I were watching a ton of Japan this weekend, which is going to be one of the biggest topics we are going to be discussing so far at the time of recording this episode. Every region except for North America has determined their world's competitor teams. The PJCS, or basically the Japan Regional Tournament, which also is the final TCG, VGC, and GO tournament of the year, is held on land in Japan, which is so cool. But that event happened this last weekend. We talked a little bit about it on the podcast last week, but it happened. I did a watch party on my channel. There were a bunch of watch parties going on in the English section of Pokemon Unite. So we're going to talk about those teams, the state of the region, what we think. A lot of people are calling Japan the best region in the world right now. We'll have to see. But then we have a few other topics we want to hit, some cool stuff going on in the community, some interesting things happening to the game. We'll see. There definitely are some topics. Want to touch on a couple of things in chat before we get into the episode, though, Bridget, because we are recording this live on Twitch. If you're listening in podcast land or on YouTube, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, you know where to find us. Nice new article. Thank you very much. If you want to go to Pokemon.com, I did write an article to preview NAIC. It's a pretty fun one. I will admit, maybe my best. I was reading through it today, and I was I could have done some. I could have done that better, actually. But I focused a lot more on the Pokemon this time around in the article, because I think that's kind of the storyline, more so than a lot of the teams, but yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. Yes, also, Sad Wrecker joining the chat was saying that the name is a banger. It kind of is. Congratulations to ABCDEFGHIJKL for qualifying for the World Championships via Europe. It's bittersweet news, though, because obviously there's an awesome team, a lot of really cool players on that squad that we like to cheer for, really encourage them to come up with their creative and wild team names. It does come with the unfortunate news that Talibobo has dropped out of the World Championships. It was said they only said on their team Twitter that it was for more than just budgetary reasons that they were withdrawing. Ooh. They didn't say it wasn't at all budgetary reasons, which was, you know, was kind of what we expect in a situation like this. But at the end of the day, it is really unfortunate and a huge bummer. Those players, despite earning it throughout the season, will not be able to have a chance at the World Championship. But it is exciting. And honestly, hats off to that team for having the, like, I don't know what I want to call it. It's like, sportsmanlike, I guess, to make that call really early to give ABC the chance to go. I think that's just, really responsible. They're like, you know, we're not going. If that slot is available, like, give it to them. So, honestly, shout out there. Obviously, mm-hmm. A bummer we're not going to see them, but really cool. And then one person asking where the after party is at NAIC. There is one. Pay attention to Doofsnax's Twitter. That is where you will see it.
He's your guy.
Yeah, I don't know if he's actually like made a post about it or whatever, but Doofsnax has thrown some legendary after parties for the Unite community, the TCG community. It's going back quite a few years, so just believe and trust. Believe and trust in Doofsnax and check out his Twitter. He'll definitely have the post there for sure. So, we'll see. Anyway, that's all the chat addressed and everything like that. Bridget, how have you been this last week, the run-up to NAIC? How's it been going?
Pretty good, actually. I've been playing a lot of Unite. I actually got my sticker.
Let's go!
We didn't think it would be possible, because I only play maybe a couple times a week. So, okay. But I played Dive Cram for the first time, and I've kind of been spamming it. It's really fun.
Right.
No one told me.
That is such a Zoinks line. Oh my gosh. That's my favorite ongoing bit is every time I try a new Pokemon, I message Jake and get mad at him for not telling me how fun that Pokemon was.
It's definitely his fault.
Yeah. And eventually he just sent me a list of Pokemon to try. So unfortunately put a bit of stuff in that bit, but still very, very fun. But okay, Dive Cram. Have you tried the wild pairing of Dive Hurricane? It's not good, but have you tried it?
I have not.
Okay.
I did have my friend playing Lapras, and we did the ult thing, and
yes.
It is still pretty funny and pretty good, not gonna lie.
The Halo 3 Warthog strat? Where
it's, it's still good.
Still good. I love it. That's sick. I mean, you put aimbot on back of a hyperspeed truck, it feels like it would work out.
And you, like... We, like, flanked around their jungle, and they tried to, like, eject over the wall. Like,
uh-huh.
Guess what, buddy? We still hit there. Like, it was so funny. It was very silly.
I feel like the discourse comes up every now and then of, like, what was the most fun or what was the best Pokemon Unite release? Ever since, like, your original release, like, which Pokemon being entered the game was the best? I feel like Lapras does not get brought up into that conversation as much as it needs to be. Not because the Pokemon itself was inherently, like, groundbreaking or fun, but just the play pattern and, like, experimentation that was found in the Unite move was just unbelievably fun. Like, people were playing Duraludon on it, like, crit-based Blissey. Shout out to Sneaky Seal.
He played
Crit Blissey with anybody, with any Pokemon, but it was funny on Lapras. It was just,
he wanted the explosion roll on Clef while Lapras ulting so bad.
Yes, there was a lot of attempts. It was very good.
We tried.
Yeah, it was awesome. There was a lot of really fun stuff. So I think that is,
I
like,
agree.
If not S tier, like high A tier, but I think I'd have it in my S tier of releases ever added to the game because it is so, so fun. But I think since we're already on the topic of the game, Bridget, before we get into the esports side of things, whether it's World Championships, Japan, or NAIC, I think we should talk about what's happening in the video game that apparently you've been playing a lot. I've been playing a decent amount too. But yeah, unfortunate. It really depends on your perspective on this, which was a lot of the problem with this post. But anyway, enough beating around the bush. Pokemon Unite has announced what we are going to be looking forward to in Ranked Season 20. They are changing things up. They've already shown this, that they are willing to add restrictions, new rules, draft mode, not draft mode, in terms of the Ranked mode. And Season 20, we will be looking at Ranked mode from Master Rank 1400 or higher, so back to where it was in the first iteration, and EX licenses are going to be added to the team. So now, in Series 20, EX license, one per team. Now, of course, they must include at least one Master Rank among the 10 match people to have that limitation on the EX licenses. We've had differing opinions on this podcast, so do you want to go first or second on your kind of thoughts on these changes, Bridget?
I feel like I'll play kind of like, I'm not pro, I would say.
Okay.
But I do feel like you're the con, so
sure.
I can be like a lukewarm.
I think we're both nuanced. I will call the podcast nuanced here, but yes, I do think
you're so
lean more in the negative department. You're a little bit more in the positive department.
So, yeah.
Okay. I'll swing in with the bad cop, and then you can maybe clean up good cop. But All right. Here's the thing. And honestly, all this being said, just a big shout out to Spraggles, the resident cosplay cowboy. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably know him.
He does get a free shout out.
No free shout outs, but he does get a free shout out. he put out a 20-minute video breaking down these things. And I thought it was one of the best pieces of content that I saw from the community around this new change. It highlighted basically every positive that I could think of with this change and every negative, and also included his own opinion in it, which I think a lot of content creators will tend to do one or the other of those two things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll either be like super on the fence, won't really share opinion and kind of give the good and the bad, or they'll just opinion dump and not really look at either side. But I thought that Jake did a really good job breaking it down. But either way, our turn. Here's the thing. I am super pro change. I like the adjustment. I like the experimentation. That is kind of the season it feels like we're in the last couple of ranked season Pokemon Unite. They're trying to try new things. I'm a bit bummed that it's a reversion. However, in this post and I believe the Japan blog post, both referenced a lot of feedback that they received, and they're making these changes based off them. So that's kind of the caveat that I'm like, well, maybe the master ranking of 1400 or above in draft mode was what people wanted. That maybe that is what a lot of the feedback was. Like, hey, I like that better than just having it at 1200. And I get that. However, when I try to, you know, sort through all the negativity and doom posting on Twitter around things like this, I usually find that a lot of people, the most biggest problem with draft is just that their teammates don't know how to draft. And I don't think that this is a change that will help people learn how to draft. Maybe you'll have a higher percentage of knowledgeable players in your draft games. However, we've been playing this game for 20 seasons. I don't really know if that's actually the case. But hey, here it is. I definitely am like, I love 1200 and I've said this on the podcast before. I definitely said it off podcast, so if I hadn't said it off podcast, my apologies. But I've said it before. I am like, the way I play this game is almost entirely solo queue, and I don't tend to get up to super high elo. I usually get sticker every season, but that's kind of where I sit at for the majority of the season, is kind of 1400 to 1600. I often am the person banning and last picking. So as my kind of player, I tend to have a ton of agency in draft. And so I super enjoyed getting drafted 1200 because I was like, oh, great. I'm already like in the mix. Yeah, I think it's because the times I play at, I think a lot of people trio. Mm. So I'm naturally getting slotted into those solo queue. It felt like I was getting a lot of trio players in my ranked games. Because if you do well, you get like ranked with like higher ranked players. And then it sort of sorted itself out that way. So anyway, I am not a super big fan of the 1400 change. The EX change, I'm hoping for a good balance patch of them. I don't know. EX are just so weird. I stand on the ground that it is the worst decision they ever made in this game, giving that title to Pokemon. It's just such a terrible game design philosophy choice from a MOBA, like the genre of game. It's unique. I'll give it that. But it's like unique for a reason, right? So I don't know. That's the biggest problem I have with the EX licenses. I will say, I want to add this last piece in before I hand the baton over to you, Bridget, but this brings up the change if EX, brings up the conversation, I guess, if EX licenses will be available for Worlds. As a commentator, I get some insight. I don't have a lot of insight. I don't really have anything to report on this in particular. However, I like throughout the season, I know it's been a conversation. And so like I don't know if it's been decided. I think I will also say this, if it's been decided, I think we would know about it is also what I would say. So yeah. We'll see. We'll see. And maybe this ranked season is kind of a pseudo test for it. Who knows? I don't know. Overall, the change, I wish it would have stayed at 1200. EX being added, I mean, they're adding a new EX soon, so that's gonna, I mean,
yeah,
we all see why this is happening, right? So I kind of felt like this was bound to happen anyways. Bridget, your turn. Go ahead. Talk about these changes. How you feel?
Yeah, there is a lot here, and I feel like you did a good job, like, even covering, like, my sentiments about it as well, because I feel like, to me, one of the most, I think, like, nice things that we've been getting lately, especially, is that seasons aren't just, like, an ambiguous time frame where, like, we have a certain battle pass. Like, we're getting something different.
That is true.
Whether
that
it's good or bad every season. Mm-hmm. And I think that is actually really important and good that they're showing us that they're willing to change things, like, at least on, like, that kind of, like, consistent, so far, schedule.
Right.
So, and if they do continue to, I don't know, I guess, like, how often they're doing surveys, but I know there was an in-game survey about draft, very specifically about draft, and I tweeted about it, and no one liked it, and I was like, interesting, and now everyone is tweeting about this, and I'm like, oh my god.
I know.
I can't.
But it wasn't a huge turnaround between the survey and this.
True.
Right? So, not at all. Quick response, which is great.
Yeah, and it's like, I have no choice but to assume, based off of, they're doing the surveys, they're telling us in the patch notes, we are basing this off of what you guys are saying. Like, I have no reason not to believe that this is what the majority of people are saying. And I even remember when 1200 kind of became the new standard for draft. I feel like I saw a lot of people saying, like, my draft games were better when it was a higher threshold, when it was at 1400 previously.
Absolutely.
Like, the quality of the draft games were better. I really didn't climb a lot that season, so I didn't even, like, play a lot of draft when it was, like, 1400. So I can't really, like, attest to that as much.
I will say that about that specifically. Like, I didn't see a big difference, but again, you got to remember my position in a lot of the drafts were the one of ages. So if I was doing poorly, my teammates were probably looking at me like, why is he banning that? So I have to understand that. I want to say, all these people are like, wow, everyone loved 1200. Why would they take that away? You're living under a rock. Are you kidding?
Or
you nuts?
An
like,
echo chamber.
So many people out there were complaining about draft and they hated draft. Like, it was a super loud presence of people on social media. Like, and then all of a sudden, like, all of those people are quiet and the other group is super loud, right? It's like, mm-hmm. I didn't see everyone posting under everyone else's post, be like, actually, draft is pretty great. Like, at 1200, this is the best choice they could have made. Like, I did not see those discussions. It's just one or the other, and it's like, and to be fair to both those groups of people, like, yeah, you share your opinion. Like, this is no one will be made happy with these choices because of how this game's inception was. Like, it was added without draft. So mm-hmm. there was the group that wanted draft to eventually be added, and there was the group that liked this game because there was no draft. And so, like, there is no net positive ever in a change like this. And
yes.
I think if you're out there, like, you're feeling overwhelmed by it, like, you just, when changes like this happen, you just have to expect to weather the storm. Like, that is what you're going to have to do, unfortunately.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of losing my train of thought a little, but I just see draft as like a supplement, a big supplement mm-hmm. to my queuing experience.
Yeah.
I'm not ever really like, I might be like, okay, that we're banning Wiggly, like, sure. like, whatever, man. I'm not ever really like, I'm not expecting much, even if I am in a draft game. But I have people, I've like heard from even people in like my Twitch chat and stuff saying they don't like it because they feel like people are like judging them for like, oh, I'm not fill, like I'm last pick and I'm not filling, or I want to play Cinder Lane and people are judging me for playing my Cinder Lane. And I'm like, that is not, I feel like people feel a weird pressure with draft, and that is also a reason they're not.
Yes.
Enjoying it,
right?
Because it is pretty intimidating.
It is, and it's like, should it be that way? Should it not? Like, I don't know. It's worth a debate, right? Because it's not just a simple yes or no. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's a tough spot to be in. This is why, and this discussion came up. Doosnax posted about this on Twitter, so two shoutouts for Doosnax Twitter in the episode so far. he posted about this and just like, you, Deucex, and I were talking in our chat as well about what we would like to see implemented for Standard to kind of, you know, increase the value of that queue, or it's now called Casual, increase the interest in that queue so that if people are intimidated by draft or want to just play Cinder Lane or something, that becomes the spot to do so. Personally, I see some cool things. I mean, obviously, blind pick the whole way through. I think that makes a ton of sense. I think it's that way now. I'd like to see some changes. Trainer poses is a cool idea, like a lot of just cosmetic stuff. That would be awesome if you could implement that in the standard queue. One of my ideas, and chat, YouTube, please tell me if I'm way off base here, but I think it would be kind of cool if your badge number, like if you get green badge, blue badge, or gold badge, or whatever, if that number increased more in standard play. And like maybe a 1.2, like a 1.2 multiplier instead of just the one multiplier that you get from ranked play. And just increase more there, because that would encourage people to go and learn new Pokemon in that queue. And then once you've got a lot of games on that Pokemon, you can bring it over to ranked. there's like problems with it that I am hearing as I'm saying it out loud, but I don't know. I think it would be an interesting idea. Either way, I just think that casual queue needs to be encouraged more, and made more fun. That's where I think would solve a few of these, like, man, I'm just like, I don't know, draft stresses me out. Like, well, here you go. You know? But
definitely. Yeah, I think there are a lot of opinions and ideas on like other areas that could be better, such as casual stand. It's casuals now, right? Yeah. Being like a bit more incentivized, like even making it part of like the battle pass, like play like five casual games. You know what I mean? Sure. Just any, like, people are incentivized to play ranked because of a sticker, you know? Like, we don't really need a lot.
Yeah, we'd love more. We'd love more, but yes, we are incentivized from the sticker.
Right. Like, you know, I just, yeah. And the whole EX thing is, I mean, the whole design and premise of them is beyond, I think, what any of us can understand. But I think to think that they would just never come back to rank was a little delulu.
Oh, yeah.
Of people. So I am kind of like, okay, one per team, that's fine.
Sure. And we have draft mode to go with it, right? Hopefully.
Eventually.
You have the ability to ban out.
Not at first.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Well, like, because you'll get, it'll be a free-for-all in Ultra, you know, but as long as there's at least one master player on your team, they can, I'm very curious, like, who, is it just whoever hovers the EX first, and then it's just, like,
in blind
GG?
Pick, in your own team?
Yeah.
I assume so. I mean, that's how it works for other Pokemon selection, so, yeah, I'm assuming if an EX is hovered,
yeah,
just
whoever.
It grays every other option out until it's unhovered. And then it opens up. I assume at the very least, but
yeah, that'll be interesting, I guess. But
well, we will see. So yeah, we can look forward to that happening on Thursday. So it's Thursday, June 6th. The new ranked season will be beginning. Hopefully a balance patch comes the following week, not you know, the day before NAIC, but weird things have happened. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I hope they're going to balance it. But usually a new change like that, I don't think they would adjust Pokemon stats or anything like that till a bit later. Or EX licenses, who cares? All right. So that's what's going on in-game. It was a big discussion topic out there, so we definitely felt like we had to weigh in. But let's transition over to the competitive part of your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. Let's talk about the big event that happened last weekend, Japan. So, I was doing the watch party. Bridget, you were there basically the whole time, just straight chilling. It was a very, very fun tournament. We had some good squads. There was definitely, I would say, four teams, the four highest seeds in this event that a lot of people had a lot of respect towards. I thought any of those teams could take it home. Champion Lord, Uniteholic, Reject, and Kabi-chans. Those were the four squads. A lot of these teams already have a lot of notoriety. And well, in the end of it, Champion Lord, Kabi-chans, and Reject are your three representatives for the World Championships. Also, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, by the way, Liquipedia has this bracket correct up until Grand Finals. They have the result wrong there. Champion Lord won 2-0, not losing to Kabi-chans 0-2. But just as a heads up, if you're just looking at it, Champion Lord were first place, Kabi-chans were second, Reject in third place. But yeah, a pretty sick event. Overall thoughts, Bridget, on Pokemon selection? Anything like crazy that you were like, how are they doing? Why are they doing that? How, like, what is going on with that Pokemon?
Almost everything about Japan's Pokemon selections had me. I mean, by the end of it, I was like, okay, this is just it. But the Serena of it all.
Yes, that, like, really feels like the main one we should hit on.
Wow,
first.
Yeah. It's baffling.
Uh-huh.
But
it is.
I mean, they make
so
it look
much.
Broken.
Yeah.
Like,
it looks incredible.
It did well. I don't know. Are we going to look at the poker stats?
Yeah, we will. Let me pull up their face first as I look for it. But yeah, talk to me about the Serena and how we saw so much of it.
I mean, at times, it was first pick, and maybe it was like a symptom of like the teams we saw a lot of. They just really preferred it. But I mean, these are the top teams in Japan that are spamming it basically. So,
right. Yeah, 14 times overall. So we're taking a look at it, the graphic right now made by Poker, of course, the absolute GOAT, was able to bring down a bunch of this. So Serena at level 14, Twitch chat asking if they were playing a particular moveset. The vast majority were Trop Kick Stomp. There were a couple of triple axle grassy glides, but they never did well. Shocker. So we did see it. I think that moveset is cringe. I don't know why it was ever played, but the stomp drop kick was definitely really strong. Sylveon, the highest on this pick rate, I think should come at no surprise. This Pokemon is broken in every region that is ever touched. It is going to be infinitely played at NAIC. This Pokemon is unbelievable. 94% pick rate with a 59.4% win rate. That is
insane.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yes, yes, yes. So incredibly strong. Eldegoss right behind at 28 picks. One interesting Pokemon choice that we might be able to talk a little bit. Poker's got some more stats we might bring up. Actually, yes, here we go. Here's the bans. Hoopa.
Oh, cool.
Hoopa at 20.6% of bans. This stat's actually a little misleading. It wasn't banned in 20% of games. Hoopa took up 20% of the total bans of the event. Hoopa had a 95%. Hoopa had a 95% plus ban rate. Phalanx right behind, 19.1% of the total games. Yeah, exactly. So many bans. These Pokemon were gone. This kind of tells us two things in terms of the Pokemon selection and these bans that I think is very, very indicative of how Japan likes to play. It is all melee all the time. This region is running it down against each other.
They do not believe in mages. I don't. And if they do, it's Espeon and Pikachu.
Espeon, Pikachu, we saw rare Sylveon. Chandelure. Yeah, well, Sylveon, whatever.
I guess. Pseudo.
They're playing it melee anyways.
Sorry.
They ban more picks than Absol. I'm going to move. Heck yeah. Rekkonis is your location to play.
This meta is so... I feel so unique to Western metas. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it is so interesting. To the point of so many melee Pokemon that Lucario made the graphic. Not a huge surprise. It's near the end. 11 picks in total. 32% of the pick percentage. 18.2% win percentage. People, stop playing Lucario. It's not good.
Especially if we're banning Phalanx.
Yeah, exactly. If Phalanx is not in the lobby, do not pick that Pokemon. So those were a few of the big surprises. One of the biggest that certainly had Spraggles molding, because that guy plays ranked more than most people I know. The Tyranitar was non-existent in Japan.
Nope.
It had one play. It had one map in day one, and it was the Dark Pulse Ancient Power moveset, which...
I think they played the good one on day two.
They did. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Day one, it was only time. Day two, we saw a couple of Tyranitar picks. It did rather well. It did do pretty well. The Sandtomb Rock... what is the other move? Stone Edge. Stone Edge move was looking quite good. But yeah, that first DTAR game, not the best for sure. Anyway, the meta, very, very, very interesting. And in the end, Japan hates mages, love melee. They just want to constantly brawl throughout the entire game, which is very, very interesting. It makes Pokemon like Blaziken feel incredible. But I do think the trio standing at the top in terms of pick rates, Sylveon, Eldegoss, and Trevenant, that kind of feels like the holy trifecta that we are going to see across most regions. I think Trevenant, Sylveon, Eldegoss, they will very rarely go past first or second pick in the remainder that this meta stays around for tournament play.
Yeah, big agree. I mean, I feel like we definitely can see Trevenant bans, but I don't... It's kind of crazy seeing these Sylveon stats, but still feeling like Sylveon wasn't a big ban priority, just because there are so many other major threats.
Yeah,
that it was able to
a little bit near the end of the day. Yeah, that's really interesting. That's a good point. Like Leafeon too.
It was really. I feel like Capitans was really like the only team I saw playing Leafeon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
no,
after you told that story that they start playing it because of Nemesis, I thought that was so funny.
It's awesome. That's a couple more poker stats that I want to take a look at. Top 10 most picked in first pick. That's kind of cool. The trifecta is here again. Sylveon, Eldegoss, Trevenant. Yeah, Sylveon with 22 first picks. Eldegoss and Trevenant both with 20 first picks. I wonder, is this potentially like first pick for either team? Maybe. Who knows?
If it's like 1, 2, 3, or if it's just like one from each game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, is it like a first pick orange or purple side gets to be in this stat? I'm not too sure.
I see.
Funny to see Zarina make this graphic at 5 picks.
Seriously, it was, I feel like it didn't, it was like kind of middle of the pack on the, like, overall, but it was prioritized. Like, they were, it felt like it had such a big presence, and maybe because it was doing a lot in game, typically, that I was, like, noticing it more.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of bonkers. Top 10 most picked in third pick is kind of fun. Dodrio at the top of that list at 9 picks. Comeface Arena tied up at 8. So these are your more mid-draft Pokemon that we're starting to see as you start to see what their support and defensive cores look like, what you can get away with. Blaziken near the top of this. Metagross at 5 picks in total on that spot as well. Metagross saw a decent amount of play. I was pretty impressed with it. A lot of teams try to play the Gyro Ball build, which I do think is probably the better build these days, especially in all melee comps. When you're not running mages, I don't know. Like, Meteor Mash definitely does a little bit better there. But yeah. Zarina, I think, is obviously the big talk here. 5 Zarina first picks, 6 Hoopa first picks. That shouldn't come as a surprise, seeing as that Pokemon was banned so often. You're definitely going to want to be taking that Pokemon away. But anyway, that's the metagame that we were looking at. Very, very interesting. I wonder if that will have a impact at NAIC at all, if we'll see kind of any changes, or if North America will kind of just be playing same old, long-range attackers in bot path, either a speedster or a hyper-carry mage in Central, and we'll go from there. I'm not too sure.
I feel like we'll obviously be seeing some Eevees. I would guess mostly Sylvie, but I'll be interested to see if like Mew or Intel or even like Cram kind of pops more for NA, because I just feel like we have so many like mage players.
We do. We definitely like do.
Their thing.
I think Venusaur will have a bigger impact on our metagame than it will in Japan. Gardevoir is another one that I think will get experimented with a lot more. NA loves missing Gardeunites at LAN, so we'll definitely see that. That guy, no, Kabuchans did not win it. You must have just been joining. So sorry. This bracket is wrong on Liquipedia. Kabuchans lost the Champion Lord 2-0. But yeah, other than that, the bracket is correct. But anyway, let's talk about some of these teams. So there were a few cool Oh, Delphox. That is a great shout catch. Yes, Delphox, I think, will see way more play at NEIC. A few teams to kind of shout out. Uniteholic, having a bit of an underperformance. They lose to GE of Carrot, which I Google translated to Adult Carrot Empire, which was one of my favorite team names that ever was conceived. Adult Carrot Empire going on a bit of a run, though, having a decent tournament. They beat Uniteholic 2-0. They lose to Champion Lord 2-1, the only team to take a map off Champion Lord, by the way.
Wow.
In the tournament. Very, very cool.
I don't know if I realized that.
But they did go down, eventually defeating No, they never played the other Carrot team. That is right.
We wanted them to,
but Neo Carrot lost to Happily Ever After. I was translating it as Happiness, but Happily Ever After beats Neo Carrot. They also beat the other Carrot team, so Happily Ever After being the Carrot Slayers, but eventually falling to Reject JSV, newly signed team. This is previously going by JSV. A lot of the Secret Ship core on this team. Also, Haruta from T2 Enjoyers from year one, if you really want to think back to the good old days. That's right. Great Empire of Carrot, or Adult Carrot Empire, had Sui, who played on Oyasumi Mackerel last year, as well as, I think just that team. But yeah, either way. obviously notoriety. Nice. But yeah, so your world reps are going to be Reject JSV, Kabi-chans, and Champion Lord. Reject looked pretty solid in a lot of the games that we saw. The best match I think we saw from them was probably the Unite Holic game. Very, very close game. Super exciting. They did the entire loser's bracket on day two, which basically meant every single game was a knockout match. Very, very intense. I bet these teams were stressed to no end, but
seriously,
it was an awesome tournament. Reject were able to take them down and take it down happily ever after. They do fall to Kabi-chans. So Reject lose to Kabi-chans twice in this tournament. They won a map in the lower bracket final. They definitely made it a little bit closer. It was a pretty clutch situation by them, but they do eventually fall. And I think, like, it's safe to say Kabi-chans and Champion Lord look like the two titans out of this region. I think these two teams are unbelievable. Champion Lord in particular, not dropping a map to Kabi-chans the whole event. They obviously have their number. Champion Lord look world championship level team. Like, they look like they could be holding the title in a couple of months. Like, that would happen and no one would be surprised. Kabi-chans
especially
looking very good too. But sorry, go ahead. Talk about Champion Lord.
I was gonna say, especially I feel like Kabi-chans did incredible at EUIC. Like, they were kind of cleaning up and looking really solid even then. And then Champion Lord, like you said, it could just be like, oh, they are really familiar with each other. They, like, they probably have played each other however many X amount of times. So maybe they just, like, have their number. But the way that Champion Lord was able to just, like, sweep, you know, and after, did they win the first qualifier for Japan? Like, winning the first one, having that long of a break between the next time, they're put under that pressure and they're just doesn't even seem like it was a problem at all. It was very scary. They seem really good. It'll be so, I can't wait for Worlds. Like, just the meta differences I think will be pretty insane to watch.
I mean, we probably have two balance patches in between NEIC and Worlds 2 release, right? Like, Sarah Ledge will be added. A lot of people are saying the Sailor's not super strong, but who knows where, what state it'll be in by Worlds. And then, obviously, we mentioned already the question if EX licenses will even be added. But anyway, so much things could happen in between that event. But yeah, Champion Lord look untouchable. Kabi-chans looked extremely strong too, though, in a few of their matches, specifically against Reject, because they had two wins there. Their match against Happily Ever After was honestly one of the biggest stomps we probably saw in the bracket, which is why I was so surprised that Happily Ever After went on such a run, by the way, in lower bracket. I was like, oh wow, this team can, like, hang. I was very impressed.
Yeah.
Kabi-chans just looked really, really strong. Like you mentioned, one of the only teams to really bring out the Leafeon quite a bit. Their signature Dragonite was there, but it felt like Champion Lord just had every answer to the Dragonite. Like, it didn't really look like they were able to do too much with that situation. But I think it's fair to say, and I'm going to be talking a lot about power rankings in the coming months. Trust, we have two months to fill in terms of content. I think Champion Lord is like a top three team, probably top two. I think I might have them ranked second place right now. Kabi-chans, they probably are worthy of ranking top five. Like, I genuinely think so. They are so, so strong. One of the cool things about this team is so Champion Lord, their biggest accolade is their qualifier win and now the regional win. But Kabi-chans have ACL victory, second place at EUIC, winning their qualifier, first place in their qualifier, and then second place at regionals. So the accolades for both of these teams are, like, at the very least comparable. Which is really, really cool. So, like, maybe it's just a certain day. Champion Lord's got the read. Kabi-chans go back in the lab. Like, if I'm Kabi-chans, prepare for the rest of the world, whatever. Watch the other metagames. You're preparing for Champion. Like, if I'm Kabi-chans' coach, I'm like, we're not losing to this team again. I don't care if we're 17th at the end of Worlds. We're not losing to Champion Lord again. I think that's that would be my mainstay. But yeah, I don't know. I am so, so excited for World Championships. I can't wait to see what Japan can do on this stage. It is going to be awesome. And yeah, these three teams look great. They really do. I think we haven't talked too much about Reject. They did look great in their games that they were winning. It just felt like when they were losing, they were like really losing it. And so I think I'd probably put Reject somewhere around the like middle of the power rankings when it comes to that squad. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Much time to evaluate.
Exactly.
Look at all their scrims.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And again, 2 months in between Worlds and this event. It's really funny. Like, for every other region as well, they're going to have even more time. Like, they have just been chilling, waiting for the next opportunity. Right. So, please, please, play in grassroots tournaments, teams. Please. Support grassroots tournaments and get some practice so we're not trolling at Worlds. Okay. Let's move on to the final topic of tonight. Let's end with kind of a fun one. Bridget, let's take a look at StartGG's fantasy setting.
I almost forgot.
All right, let's do it. Let's jump onto it. All right, create your Pokemon Unite fantasy team. If you don't know what this is, StartGG is what has been hosting all of the Unite Championship Series tournaments throughout the year, and they have implemented kind of a cool fantasy game that you can play. All you need to have is a StartGG account, and you can play in this match. It's kind of fun. You get to name your team, and then you get to set your roster. So, you have to pick 5 players, and you cannot exceed $1,000 is your current budget to spend. And then players from teams are cost accordingly in terms of where they are seeded for this tournament. Ignorance and Brave Birders being the lowest seed, their players are each worth 170, whereas Nemesis being the highest seed, their players are worth 260. There are also some bonus points. We'll take a look at that, but yeah, you also have the chance to choose team managers, which is hilarious, because even if they don't play the game, just depending on their placing, you'll still get the points, which I think is funny. So,
based, yeah.
Bridget, I will let you. Who are we choosing first out of this entire roster? Yes.
Okay, so this is for NAIC specifically.
Yes. And points are dependent on placing. Points are dependent on placing.
Right.
Which is so funny that, like, points go all the way out to 97th, because they only give you the top 8 teams. But
yeah, I feel like they could have streamlined this. That's all good. wow, you want me to pick first? Oh, this is really cool. I Zoinks was showing me this before we went live, and I was like, whoa, I love that they're doing something like this. Okay.
We could just do 5 Luminosity Gaming members, by the way. They are each ranked $200, so you could just put all of LG.
Oh, you could just get LG.
You could just get LG. Is there a link for this? That's a great call. Let me get you that link for this while Bridget decides on a...
I know. I'm trying to think, like, okay, we're going to need... I mean, I guess, do we need one of, like, each role? Does that matter? Or are we just kind
of... We could do it that way. I'm down for one of each role. That sounds fun. Okay. By the way, Twitch chat, the link is pinned in our chat. So if you wanna play and make a team, go ahead and then share it with us.
Yeah, yeah, definitely do it. This is cool.
At Unite Mics on Twitter if you make your team and post it. We want to see.
Yeah, I would actually be very curious.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm curious too. Let's do five different roles. That sounds super fun. I mean, it doesn't like
It doesn't have to be, but
it does make us choose from 5 different teams, which is.
I think that would be fun.
Not technically true. Oh, actually. Well, that's just, okay. We should talk strategy first, Bridget. Hold on. Back up. We're talking strategy. Is it better to all in on a team that we really think is going to win to try to get the 550 points per player? Or is it better to go in an even spread and guarantee ourselves some success while also, unfortunately, taking the trade-off of lower points and go for the median?
I think it would be more fun to, like, craft a team, like pretend we're the roster mania on behalf of the players.
Okay.
Make our super team.
I don't think final stretch is included in this. That would be really weird, I think.
Yeah, I don't think they have the
maybe could, but they're like 2 separate events on StartGG.
And I don't know how they would like rank. How do you It's a ton of pickup teams.
Like, would you give 550 points to like both the top of regionals and the top of final stretch? I don't think so. Okay, either.
Either
way.
It's a good question, though. That's
I'll let
question,
you
though.
You pick a support.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
I didn't know if that
Can
would
I
make
just
it
pick
easier
one I was
or harder.
Gonna, I had already picked someone, but then we want you want to talk strategy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was your person?
I want to draft Stockings.
Okay.
Even though they're a sub.
Who's Stockings subbing for?
They're a sub for LG. They're a sub for LG. Can I draft a sub? Does that matter?
Not at all. How do I
mean, I guess we... Oh, no, we can only pick five.
Stockings. Why can't I...
Oh, what are you doing?
I see. You click this.
Oh, the
then...
UI.
Oh. Do you just pick the whole team?
You must just pick the whole team, even though it says player.
That's so weird. Yeah, okay. Oh, well, this kind of makes actually more sense then. Because you could just pick all of LG.
Yeah.
Is there a
so that's
bracket
basically what
yet?
We did.
There is here. Let me open up here. I'll open up in a new tab so you can see the
so
bracket.
It's probably similar.
This is the bracket. Nemesis, Nihao, Orange Losers, and G in winners. Exile, Ignorance, Brave Birders, and Luminosity in losers. So pause stream, rewind to that. We're busy making a fantasy team. Okay.
Yeah, this is important.
Thank you. LG is our first pick. So we just picked five out of... This is funny. So we just have to pick five out of the
way
eight
easy.
Teams. Okay. Well, I don't know. All right. Well, I'm...
Well, maybe I shouldn't say.
Let's grab expensive. We're grabbing Nim.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we have $540 left.
Okay. So
I don't think there's any way we could get three teams out of that, right? I don't think so.
Okay. Maybe we need to... Yeah. How? Mathematically? Do you have to pick five?
Hold on. No, you can't have to. That'd be silly. I'm trying to just, like, add from the cheapest teams. No, the max you can have is four teams in terms of their pricing. We are so good at this. I bet this is amazing podcast listening right now. People are locked in on their drive to work. They're like, oh, I'm seeing what's going on here.
Okay. I'd be leaned in.
All right, I think at the end of the day, we're picking three teams. Or we're picking the bottom four teams.
Okay.
Because, well, if we just add one of those teams, that gives us $100 to use. What if we just add one, two, three? Okay, we also could just do the top four teams. Okay, all right, that answers
really
our question.
Big theory
that answers
crafting.
Our question. We can pick four teams.
Yes. Okay, period.
Yes, period.
Yeah, okay.
There is no more, no less. We can pick four teams. You picked LG. I picked them.
Oh, God. Okay. I mean, Orange Juicers has gotta. All
right.
I mean, they don't gotta, but they're probably gonna.
That's safe money for sure.
I know. Like, how do I quite literally bet against them?
I know, for real. All right, Nihao, let's go.
I was kind of I'm
let's go. We're
that.
All in it on Nihao with the Overdog squad. Yeah, I'm like almost ready to take LG off and get G in. By the way, but that's fine.
I wouldn't blame you for.
It's okay. This is the squad. All right, so we can also earn bonus points. How many games will be played in the grand finals, including resets? Reminder: it's a best of five, or AKA a first to three. With a potential of reset.
If you hit the button, can I see like all the answers?
You can't right now?
No.
Oh, because
sometimes with pop-ups, it's like weird.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, the answers are 3 through 10.
Okay. How many games will be played in grand finals?
I think the first game always goes the distance. Which is five games.
Yeah.
And then the next one, that means a minimum, it's eight games. If it resets.
You think?
If
yeah.
It resets.
Yeah.
Five is pretty safe money. But we're kind of betting on a non-reset.
Five.
All right, let's do it. We're locking in five then. We're locking in five.
Just blindly. Yeah, okay.
How many bot Reggies will be taken by the winning team in the last game of the grand finals? One, two,
Bro.
Or three, or zero. It's kind of fun. Man, I can
get this is fun. I like these ones.
Gambling. Oh, man.
Okay. No one make a Pokemon Unite slot machine. Or do it, you have a guaranteed customer.
None score comp. Ooh, okay, okay. All Reggie Aleckis from the winning. Interesting.
Yeah, who do you think we are, Chef?
Zero's a choice.
Yeah. They gotta get at least one. They're winning.
Okay. We're at least one.
That's not a...
Where does your heart go? One, two, or three? Chat's saying one. Well, Dexter did say one. Seven, but I think that wasn't an option. All right, we're going one.
I think
one.
That was maybe for the grand finals.
No, I believe it was for Reggie's. Okay.
Okay, okay, you're right.
Oh, how many Hundo Burgers? That's a free shout-out. How many Hundo Burgers?
Oh, my God.
100 score dunks. Or an over-dunk. will be scored by both teams in the last game of the grand finals. Wow.
Hundo Burgers total.
Both teams. That's challenging.
I feel like I'm just going for like the middle. I'm like shooting the middle. Mm-hmm, like, I want to say like three.
Only three. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess that was low. I can't see the option. I guess the option is...
1 through 11 plus. Sorry.
Oh.
So, okay. Think about this. The team fight ends, right? If all five members are up at an end fight, team fight, you're most likely getting five.
Five. Yeah. Checks
However,
out.
That doesn't always end that way. What if we did four?
Okay. Work.
We're basically predicting a pretty dominant grand final.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
The very last game, I guess. But I mean, it could be from the other team could try to dunk one, you know?
I mean, a Hundo Burger with no ray shield? Not in this economy. All right.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of Solo Q too vividly.
Well, the...
My bad, it's distorting my perception.
Ooh, wait, what happens if there's a Phalanx in my team? I guess they don't count. I guess they don't count. It says in parentheses 100 score ducks.
It does.
Wow, okay. Okay, how many goal zones will be destroyed on both teams in the last game of grand finals? The answers are 1 through 8. Because there are 4 on both sides of the map.
Right.
I think this is a bold take. Six.
Six?
Yeah. Every enemy team, and then the other team got two off of the enemy. The losing team got two.
Yeah, I guess by, like, the end. I just feel like NA likes to, like, hold the...
Oh, they do. Until the very end. You are right.
Yeah, you've been watching too much Japan, Zoinks.
I can be convinced of five. I can be convinced of five. I'm not going lower than five, though, Bridget. I tell you what.
I trust. You know what?
Cletus came up there for a second, my bad. All right, we're going to put it at five. Okay, also, you can follow StarGG on Twitter for 25 points. I would have to connect my Twitter. Sure, why not? Let's do this.
Right. I was like, we can't see the pop-up, so you're good.
Not following at StarGG.
That is crazy.
I'm going to get freaking... I am following StarGG!
LMAO, even crazier! Are you sure it's like the...
Let me in!
Wait, that's actually so... Maybe follow and unfollow?
That seems cringe. Okay, unfollow.
I mean, they don't... They're not going to know.
Yeah, like, hey, what is this? What's going on here?
Yeah, they're gonna DM you and ask you why you
let me
that.
In.
Wow.
Okay, well,
you gotta talk to your guy.
Gamma's about to get a very mean message from me.
I like
this
that's
is
just
criminal.
Gamma.
Create team. Sync is weird. Didn't work for you either, Dextro. They are denying us of our points. Your this roster is- must have exactly five players. It can't.
Oh. Mathematically, is this possible?
Wait, Dexter, did you finish this? How did anyone do this?
Did I?
You can't do it.
We're like QAing the website.
I did all four bottom teams, and you can't. There's no other pages to go to, like, lower teams or anything either.
Yeah, it's just, it looks like it's
just
the one page.
You did not finish it. Yeah, no one did. You did NEM and the four teams and losers? Did that let you do it?
Do the math. Run the math, the Swinks.
Okay, well, hold on. Maybe I did something wrong. Stop clicking other things! All right. That's a flippin' basic.
Is this like a tech support?
No, we're 65 over. Oh, wait.
Okay.
This isn't ranked by price. Okay, I see what's going on here. I need these teams. And now we have 260. Oh, okay. Yeah, so we need to have the four teams in losers plus one more team. So stupid.
Oh my god, I love this.
Okay.
Okay, work. Okay. So, but we can pick any of the top four?
Yes, technically.
You're so mad.
We can pick any of the top four.
Oops. Okay. Okay.
We have Orange Juicers, Nem, Nihao, and G. And Ducky already chose the four teams and losers and Nem, so we can't do that. So
yeah, we have to
do something else
where we can.
Orange Juicers, Nihao, or G.
Ooh. This is so funny.
I'm so
I kinda went, I know. It was so close to being cool. I kind of want to do G just because we didn't do them before.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's funny.
That's my reasoning.
Yeah. Changes saved. Great. We did it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, podcast listeners, for somehow making it through that segment. Hilarious. That we were able to get it done. But our final roster is G, Luminosity Gaming, Exile, Ignorance, and Brave Birders. We said that five games will be played in the grand finals. One Bot Reggie will be taken by the winning team in the final game of grands. Four Hundo Burgers will be scored in that same game, and five total goal zones will be destroyed in that same game as well.
I'm also finding it funny because it's like,
and I couldn't follow the Twitter.
It's like actually impossible for the four bottom teams to be in the top five.
I have so many problems with this. This is insane. All right.
Anyway,
just let me pick only four teams. Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. I mean,
it's fine.
Overall, more points was. Okay, all right.
Well, I can't think about it too much.
Yeah, well, impossible to, because anyway, we are going to be closing up shop here, everybody. NAIC is literally in just a couple of days. I'm flying out tomorrow. Bridget, I think you're flying out the following day. Yes. It is going to be an awesome event. I can't wait to see you be there. If you are tuning into the stream from home, there are a couple of cool incentives to look forward to. The official Unite Twitter was talking about it. They're having Twitch drops for the official tournament this time around, which is so cool. They are not on day one. It's just a watch reward. So as long as you watch an hour at any point during the broadcast, you'll get some gold emblems, which are pretty cool. Apparently, a few of them are like really relevant. Like I think Lugia and stuff is on there, so that's pretty sweet. Check that out. And then on day two, same watch reward for emblems. However, during the grand finals of the final stretch, if you've watched for at least an hour, you'll be eligible for a giveaway of the Unite license boxes. So there's like some drops some randomized drops for basically a choice of a license out of like 20 licenses or something, which is really sick. I love that they're doing this. Of course, people on Twitter are like, oh my gosh, it's not the right.
Oh my gosh. Like, people are
literally, if you want cool
so
things
emo.
To keep coming, just be excited about this. Like, this is a good, positive thing.
And it's like a free license. And I have to assume if you already have a license,
it'll give you
they're
coins.
Probably giving you coins.
Yeah, I'll just give you coins.
So
which
you can
go
buy
get a different license.
License.
Yeah, it's. Oh, man. Anyway. Which, yeah, and it is a drop, which is cool. But anyway, this is awesome that it's happening for NAIC. I think it's pretty likely we'll have it for Worlds 2 if they're doing it for something like NAIC. But anyway, that is awesome. Big shout out there. There's also a bunch of people co-streaming the event. I'm sure there'll be some EU folks co-streaming. I think Pump is co-streaming it as a part of a cool charity in-person event he's going to be at, which is awesome.
I love him.
Pump's literally the GOAT. Like, it's no question about it.
Obsessed.
But if you want to watch the stream in not French or English, those are your two options there. There is also some really awesome Spanish and Portuguese streamers streaming it as well. So Bruno Monkey, who's from Brazil, will be streaming in Portuguese on his channel. Ewok Padawan is streaming in Spanish on YouTube, and then Toon Laguna is streaming on Twitch in English. Sorry, not in English, in Spanish, but on Twitch. This is a YouTube and Twitch Spanish stream then, which is so cool. So make sure to tune into those events. They'll be doing it both days, I think, which is awesome. So lots of people in the community to support and be excited about. So yeah, I think that's going to be my plug. It's just watch NAIC, people. But any plugs that you wanted to throw out there, Bridget, before we end the episode?
Yeah, definitely watch the main stream for the Twitch drops and to hear Zoinks' beautiful voice talking about all kinds of game stuff. I guess Doomsnacks too. He'll be there.
Yeah, he will. And also, my goats, Wonder Chef and Spraggles will be joining us on the mic. It's going to be awesome. Also, a little birdie tells me that a very cool show opening will include the Content Cowboy. So make sure to be there bright and early. Tune into the stream. It's going to be really fun. But yeah. I think that is going to be the end of our show. I don't know when this is going to be up on podcast feed, so if you've already watched AIC or watching this earlier, I hope that was a great event. Thank you all for tuning in and celebrating. We'll see you all next time on Overdunk. We'll be breaking down all the action that went down at North America International Championships. We'll see you all then. Bye-bye.